What's up, everybody? It's Josh Wilson, and this is the Big Dog Podcast. We're coming up on the end of May. Jonathan, what's going on?
Nothing much. Weather's getting a lot better.
Man, it's nice as hell outside. It's so nice. I'm so excited about it.
Except for when it rains torrentially.
For weeks on end?
Yeah.
Junk's been gross out here, but like the last couple days.
Yeah, that's the deceiving part about Virginia weather. We'll get a solid morning, solid afternoon or two, and then for like the entire weekend, it'll just be like storms and severe thunderstorm warnings.
So we are headed out Friday morning, headed to Scottsdale through Monday, Kiki's birthday. Kiki turns 15 on Monday.
I refuse to believe it.
Bro, it's happening. It's done. And she's talking about, so she was at her friend's house yesterday afternoon packing because her little friend is coming with us, all right? And then, okay, here's the kicker. So we're bringing Kiki's friend with us on this trip. Because the kids are that age, they want to bring buddies, right? Want to bring a friend. So it's like, okay, airfare is super cheap right now. So taking a million people to Arizona is really cool.
Yeah.
If you're listening, my eyes are rolling very heavy right now. So anyway, we're going to Scottsdale. Kiki's bringing her little friend. Logan's bringing his friend. Logan's bringing the girlfriend. Uh-huh. Your face. Yep. Says it all.
Wait, so friend and girlfriend for Logan?
I mean, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thing. Yeah. We ain't bringing two people.
Okay.
Just the girlfriend is coming. So this is our first travel trip with a girlfriend. So it's going to be interesting.
You know my parents, they weren't even about having friends along.
Look.
We got four spots.
That's right. There's four seats in this car. There's four seats on this plane. There's four spots. No, I mean, we've been a crew of four for a long time, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. We got this cool house out in Scottsdale that we rented at Airbnb. And our good friends, the Rosatis, are going to come out. They live out near Palm Springs. So they're just on another end of the desert. So they're going to drive across the desert a couple hours, hang out with us for the weekend.
So what specifically is in Scottsdale?
Kiki just fell in love with it. You know, last year we had a family vacation planned to, I think it was Destin, that area, right? My buddy Nick, who you guys have heard on the show, he has a couple places down there. And, you know, he set us up with one of his condos on the ocean. And we were going to go chill out, you know, for a week. And a hurricane came. And it was coming up through the Gulf. And I was like, crap. Maybe we should not go to Florida. I didn't want to be in Florida. The weather was going to suck and you know, whatever. So literally the day before we're supposed to leave to go to Florida, I go online, book a resort in Scottsdale. Like, let's go to Scottsdale. People say it's nice. Scottsdale is beautiful. I do not recommend it in July. Bro, the heat was something different.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. So anyway, we're out there and we loved it at 120 degrees. So I know we're really, really going to love it at 90. You know, because they're already in 90s and 100 degree weather right now. But there's a big difference between 90 and 120.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially with like the dry heat. I feel like it's...
I don't mind the dry heat. I like the dry heat way more than humidity.
For sure. But love. I feel like it dehydrates you a little bit more. Like when I was out in LA, that's what I noticed a little bit more so than
bro, here. When you're in that desert, it will cook you. It will cook you. Look, I'm going to come back. When you see me, we'll be back in the studio next week, like Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm going to be dark as you. That's what the sun's going to do to me when I'm out there.
I doubt it, but we'll see.
Come on. Believe, Jonathan. Believe. Anyway, Scottsdale it is. Family trip. We're really, really excited. Excited to see the Rosatis. I needed break. So I'm really excited about these couple days. And then so this kicks off. Did I talk about this last couple of weeks? What's going on the next couple of months?
Nope.
Like travel? Oh, my gosh. So this weekend kicks off chaos through August. Like, it is nuts. So we're in Scottsdale this weekend for Kiki's birthday. We're back Monday night. I'm here for a week. Then Tuesday, Devin and I and Katie and Evan fly to Dallas. We're going to be out in Dallas for the conference. We're going in a day or two early. Got the team coming in on the 2nd. We're going to do some fun stuff on the 2nd. Conference, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. All right. So then we're flying back the night of the 5th.
You want to plug that conference one more time?
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I can plug it because y'all missed out because it is sold out.
Ooh.
Yeah, the Million Dollar Mastermind. We talked about it last week on the show where we gave away two trips to the conference. I had extra tickets. I got your airfare. I got your hotels. We got two people who I chose to take advantage of that. So we're really, really excited for them. It's going to be pretty cool. So that conference is going to be life-changing. I'm really excited for the people that are going with us. They got to take advantage of those extra tickets. And I'm excited for my team who's going with us. I think it's going to be really, really great. And so we got that. We're back the night of the 5th. Boom. The 12th, family vacation. Like, legit. We had 1 week where all four of our lives could be in alignment this summer. And so the four of us, no friends, no girlfriends, Jenna. We're all going to get...
That's going to be a social clip, whether we like it or not.
She's a big fan of the show. She's probably a bigger supporter than the kids. Anyway, we're going to... I won't say it right because I'm not bougie like that. We're going down to Florida. We're going to the Keys, family vacation. Going to like Islamadora or something like that.
I was about to say, I need to hear
La Mirada. La Mirada. I don't know. It looked real pretty. So we've been talking about this place for like 6 years. So we decided to go. Some friends of ours just got back, said it was amazing. We'd love it. So the four of us, boom, we're going. We get back, I don't know, like a week later. Devin or Kiki turns around and goes on a couple weeks to California with my mom. Logan's playing golf, doing his thing. He's actually going through certification for training. I turn around, go to Dallas for my regular meetings. I come back from Dallas. 4 days later, Devin and I going out to California for a couple of days to celebrate our 20-year anniversary. Then we're back on like, I don't know, the 9th of July or something. Turn around 6 days later, Italy. For a week or whatever to celebrate a friend of ours' 40th birthday. She turned 42 years ago. COVID kept canceling that trip. Yeah, so then we're back.
So logically, we just go to the first country to shut down from COVID.
I don't know. Was that the first?
Italy? I feel like it was the first large country.
It might have been the first, but it surely wasn't ground zero. So we're going. But look, they're doing it right. There's a whole group of us at this house in Tuscany. Like, I don't know. I'm just going to be acting like I should be there. So I'm going to relax and take it easy. Then we're back end of July. August 1st, the kids' sports and everything pop up. And we're rolling. And Logan's a senior. So you worried about Kiki being 15. Logan is a senior.
Yeah, well, he's also like a head taller than me now. So I've just kind of like...
funny.
Yeah, it's like, I guess he's...
it's so serious.
I guess he's old now. I can't just skip over that.
But here's the thing. That's so crazy about these next couple months. Like, I'm really excited about those things. I'm really excited. I feel really blessed to be able to do those things. I don't say any of those things to be like, oh, look at what we're doing, blah, blah. It's not that way. It's like, I'm really excited about these things. I'm excited about the intentional time I'm about to have with my family. Cause a lot of my time, all of my time is very intentional. A lot of it though, does not include them, unfortunately, because I got to focus on the business and running of the business. So I'm very excited about this intentional time with them and what we've committed to do with these trips and the people that we've committed to spend this time with and invest in these relationships and relaxed in, invest in healing, relax a little bit. And go. But the thing is, all that stuff's going on, but we still have things we're trying to achieve here at work. So that's what I want to talk with y'all about today. You know, a couple of weeks ago, a buddy of mine made the comment at his company, they don't talk about goals. They talk about their commitments. I was like, huh, what do you mean by that? So I dug into that a little bit more. And he goes, we don't have goals. We have commitments. We make commitments to each other. We make commitments to the organization. And these are the things that we're held accountable to. Goals are, and I was like, ooh, I like that a lot. Cause goals for us are difficult. You know, we set goals, but what is the reason of the goal? Like, is it just this pie in the sky, like thing you're going after? Right. And it's like, okay, but if we hit it, everybody's hype. But if you hit it, that means you went past it. So you could have done better. You were lowballing yourself a little bit, right?
Or you could just do more.
Or you could just do more. But the other thing, too, is goals. You're like, all right, well, I didn't hit that goal. but it's okay. You tried real hard. It was a goal. There was nothing factual to support that goal. I mean, that was just, it was a big goal, right? Like my goal, 250, you know, in July. I got to be at that 250 in July. Yeah, that's a goal. But I'm committed to making that happen. I've had to be committed to that process to get there. It can't just be a goal. Because if I don't hit it, okay, I'm just still fat. I'm less fat than I was when I started. But it's like, oh, well, I tried. I didn't get it. No, I'm committed to getting under 250. I'm committed by getting there by July. I'm going to do everything that I can to get there by July. If I'm not there by July, I'm still committed to that 250.
Wait, when did you say you were going to Italy again?
Yeah, bro. In July.
Yeah, watch the pasta.
Middle of July.
I'm about to try to add up the dates in my head.
Hey, look, we're up on a hill, so I'm just going to walk the up and down that hill every day at the house. I think the house has a gym or something. I don't know. So it's like I got all these things going on where I could be sitting on the beach looking like a whale. I could be, you know, laying by the pool, reflecting the sun back at it, so pale. You know, but no, I'm committed to a result. I made a commitment to my family. I made a commitment to myself, more importantly. And I made a commitment to people I care about that I'm going to get to this point. This is what I'm going to do. And then that will start that secondary phase. I'm committed to that. It's not a goal I'm shooting for. I am committed to it. And I know what I got to do to get there. So I'm doing it.
Yeah, I like that.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds like what you're saying is like the goal could be like the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's better to focus on like the commitment of the people that you're metaphorically in the tunnel with.
Right.
Or the commitments that you have to get there more so than focusing on the light.
Yeah, I like that. And you know, when I'm sitting here with thinking about from my business perspective and my team and specifically, you know, my sales team, you know, the creators of revenue, you know, they're important. I don't care what business you're in. Sales are the lifeblood of your business. Without sales, you don't exist. Yeah. Without sales, people don't get paid.
I'm a personal believer that we're all salesmen. We sell ourselves. We sell what we do. You know,
we are selling. Absolutely. It's 100% accurate. And, you know, so we have these goals that we always go in with. It's like, what are your goals for the year? What do you want to accomplish? And we sat down last week and we talked about it. And I was like, guys, we're not going to use the word goals anymore. We're not going to do that. At this point, we know what each of us bring to the table. We know what that is. And we all execute at a very, very high level. So, holy crap, that puppy is cute. Sorry, y'all. Look, I'm a dog guy, all right? First and foremost, after being a dad and a believer of Jesus Christ, all right, and a husband, I'm a dog guy. And this puppy just got pulled out of this car right here and just messed up my whole flow. Oh my gosh. You see that thing? You don't like it?
No, I just got to produce the show, you know.
I know, sorry. You don't got to edit any of this, man. We're good. Man, I'm about to have Brian. Look, slide over there. Knock on the door. Have him come in here. This will be on video. This will get the YouTube up. We'll get a puppy on there instead of me. All right. Well, I'm going to keep talking while Jonathan goes to grab Brian. He's going to bring this puppy in here. We're going to show him on his video. All right. So look, so we're talking about, you know, commitment. So this is my commitment to the dogs. Let me get Brian in here with this puppy real quick. Hold on. My ADD kicked in bad. He's coming in. Hold on. Hold on, guys. Keep on listening with me and pop over to YouTube. Pop over to YouTube so you can see this dog. Brian, who do we got?
This is Zuko.
Zuko? Man, you got my damn ADD kicked in so bad. Come over here by me so you can see that. Zuko, come here, buddy. Hi. Is this yours?
Yeah, this is mine.
When did you get him?
After about 2 weeks ago when I got back from that Nipopo seminar, I picked him up. We're doing some bite work and some sin detection training.
Yeah, you are, Zuko.
We're starting young.
Be a little savage.
I hope so. He has good potential so far.
Man, he's beautiful. Guys, this is Bryant. He's one of my amazing trainers here in Hampton Roads, Virginia. He's been with us. Gosh, this summer's coming on a year, right?
Yeah, June looks 1 year.
That's awesome, man.
Next month.
And so he's great. You know, a lot of clients. You know, everybody loves Bryant, and this is Zuko. Yeah, man, sorry to throw you on the spot. I screwed up the show, so I was like, bring the puppy in.
He's got to go. He's got to get on camera eventually. He's got to be seen.
Yeah, you got to be seen, Zuko. All right, well, I'm excited to watch him grow. How old is he?
He's 10 weeks yesterday. Yes.
Bro.
10 weeks yesterday.
No. Guys, this is the biggest 10-week-old puppy I've ever seen.
Yeah.
His parents, shepherd, at least.
His parents were both over like 100. Mom's like 105. Dad's over 110. Big boys.
Yo, this is going to be really fun to see. Bye, Zuko. We'll see you. Yeah. Thanks, Brian.
It's funny that your dog's name is Zuko. Mine's name is Azula.
My Malinois's name is Azula.
That is hilarious. Here we go. See, we're all family here in Virginia.
My husky's puppy, my husky's name is Suki.
That is phenomenal. Shout out to Avatar The Last Airbender.
See you, Brian. Bye, Zuko. Look, these puppies, man, gosh, they get me every freaking time. Yeah, thanks, Jonathan,
no for problem. Doing that. And for visual context, just so people understand, we're in a studio and behind us are just two glass doors and we're in the training side of the building.
Yeah,
so we just see dogs walk in, or Josh does because I'm turned around.
Yeah,
but he sees dogs walk in. So it's a constant battle of attention.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, the cool thing is it's my show, so I can kind of do whatever I want.
But oh, yeah,
that, I mean, I knew I was done when I saw him walk across that door with that puppy. It was, we were either going to have to stop. Or he was going to come in here.
Guys, Josh made the rule that there were no dogs allowed in the studio. So it's only right that he
I did
changes break the rule.
I did. Isn't that ridiculous? I'm like the worst dog guy. Anyway, back to it. So we're talking about sales before I got very distracted by Zuko, the largest 10-week-old German Shepherd puppy I've ever seen in my life. Anyway, we're talking about sales and that being that lifeblood, and I talk about with my team, and like my team is so seasoned, you know, they can set goals, but if they're already operating at maximum capacity and at a high level, right? Just because I create more opportunity for them does not necessarily mean they can execute at a higher level, because we all have our maximum potential. We all only have certain amount of hours in a day in a week, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like what they tell you when you're lifting weights. At some point, you just don't keep going up. You just find something that you can lift repetitively.
Right. So it's, yeah, and now you're maintaining.
Exactly.
So now the difficulty is, particularly for those high performers, whether it's lifting weights, which is an incredible example, elite salespeople, performers, when it comes to production and new revenue, is, okay, you had a good week. You had a good month. But can you maintain that? Can you do that for an extended period of time? Can you keep your mindset at such a point where you can execute at that high level day in and day out without fail? That is a true savage. Like, that is legendary. Anybody can do something well one time, but can you do it consistently well over an extended period of time? And I'm very blessed and fortunate that that's who I have on my team, are people that consistently execute at a high level, particularly with our sales team and the people who are the front end of the business when people are inquiring about our services that they see online and social media and run into our amazing trainers like Bryant, you know, who's out and about training dogs every single day, you know, and asking, oh, how can I get more information? Boom, we give them the QR code. Boom, they're connected with, you know, Almaris or Katie or Peyton or me, and we're jumping on the phone with them and running them through stuff. And so we talk about these goals, and the goals almost become frustrating. Because it's like, damn it, I'm executing at a high level. I'm doing not necessarily what I've always done, but I'm in that ballpark. I am seeing incremental increases, because as you do anything, you should get a little better, right? But there does become that maintenance point where you just have to be able to maintain that. You're not necessarily going to get a lot stronger. And so with the sales piece, it's a time thing. And so if we're going to increase, we need to either provide more ways for people to be able to sign up with us with programs or financing options or something that gets people who wouldn't be able to sign up, not because they don't want to, but because of a financial reason. Okay, we could increase revenue by providing some alternatives, financing options for people who maybe can't pay up front. That can help an individual who's a max performer increase, but that doesn't necessarily mean that these goals, that the organization is continuing to grow with these goals, that each individual can grow in an equitable manner, right? To stay in perfect alignment with that trajectory. So as I started thinking about that, I started thinking about our goals and like our frustration points this year. And I heard, and I feel like God drops these clues all the time. And, you know, and again, I say it a million times, guys, but I say it because it's important. And maybe somebody new hears it this week. What you consume is so important. The content, what you're listening to, what you're reading, it's so important. And because I protect the content that I consume, I got this nugget a couple weeks ago. And it got me on a path. And I was like, okay, goals, commitments. What's frustrating us? Man, these goals. And it's not that we're not doing great and growing. We're growing like crazy. But the goals that I set of where I thought that we would be, we're not. And instead of winning each day, there's this overwhelming sense of frustration. And that's my fault as a leader, right? There's this tension. It's like, oh, we're not performing. We're performing well. Doesn't mean we don't have bad days. We've had some bad weeks. But we're performing well. We're performing as we should be. My goals may just not be reasonable. And I'm unwilling to dumb stuff down to get to the level of individuals. But what I can do is, all right, what commitment are you making to me? What commitment are you making to this team? And again, I'm just talking about my producers, my sales team. And within making that commitment to me, to the team as a whole, which is also to our organization, what is your commitment? Because now we're not missing goals because you've committed. You've committed to execution. You've committed to producing this amount of new clients. You have committed to producing this amount of revenue. And the funny thing is, we had these conversations and we talked about these commitments and we made these commitments to each other, Jonathan. And what happened was when we took our commitments individually and we combined them, the goals we set are a joke. They're a joke. And not a joke like we're way off. It's a joke in the sense that we should be far exceeding based on individually what our commitments are. And we had to reframe a couple of the commitments that people made. They didn't want to come in the room. They felt like I was going to have judgment about their commitment being too mild. And so they came in a little hot. And I'm like, that's not a commitment. That's a dream. That's a pipe dream. You're one of the best in the world to do what you do. And you've never done that. That is not a commitment. That's a really amazing, incredible feat to accomplish at some point. One time, but that's not a commitment. And so we kind of went through that process and figured out what those commitments looked like. And if we honor our commitments, we no longer miss goals as a team. Individually, we honor our commitments or we don't. That's it. And so we broke down what those commitments look like on a daily basis. And we've talked about this months ago, you know, and chunking things down to one step at a time and focus on those. Y'all know how I am with the numbers. But it is that mental reframing of that difference between a commitment. If you commit to something, it is different. Just say it to yourself right now. Like anything that you're working on right now, like, am I committed to it or is that my goal? Because if you commit to that, if you commit to something, you are committed to delivering that result. You have made a commitment. I can now count on you, Jonathan, that by tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., the podcast will be posted. Well, midnight, you always have them up. They go live, you know, early in the morning. And, you know, but like you made that commitment to me. You've never failed that commitment to me. If we've ever been pressed on it, if anything, it was my failed commitment to you. So, John, I never think or worry about, is the podcast going to be on platforms, going to be live, going to be ready to roll? Because Jonathan made that commitment to me, and he always delivers on that commitment. That's it. It's easy. Now, if he's telling me the goal is to have the episode uploaded and ready to go live at midnight on Thursday morning, you know, every week. That's the goal. Okay. It might be 3 a.m. It might be 6 a.m. It might be 8 a.m. The goal is midnight. And we get that most of the time. But typically it's in the morning. That's the goal. No, Josh, I'm committed to having this podcast up and on all platforms uploaded, ready to go. So it will go live at midnight on Thursday morning. That's a difference, guys. That is different. And if that is what you're talking to yourself about when you're approaching things that are important to you and what you're working on, that And again, this isn't how I've always done it. This is a new thing the last couple of weeks that I started kind of reframing just some things. I'm deleting goals, that verbiage from all kinds of things. And I'm putting, this is the commitment. This is the commitment. Right now I'm helping out with sales heavily. I have a commitment to my team to uphold my end of the bargain because we're looking to hire more salespeople. Because it's unreasonable of me to think the existing people can carry our growth. They just can't. They just can't. And what happens when they try to, they do worse. You know, so I came on the last couple of weeks, boom, everybody's doing better. I'm maintaining my commitments, but the reality is we're doing way better. And it's not because I'm doing way better than they were with my particular locations that I'm selling on. Everybody's just doing better. And so think about it with yourself. What do I say is a goal of mine? What do I say that's important, but I'm not really committed to? Start changing that verbiage you speak to yourself with. I am committed to this. I'm committed to getting this weight off. I'm committed to working out X amount of times a week. I am committed to spending X amount of time with my family each day. I am committed to making X amount of phone calls each day for new business. I am committed to X amount of follow-ups daily. I'm committed to closing and funding X amount of deals. I'm committed to following up with how many friends each day just to check in and see how they're doing. And watch how things change for you. Watch how your priorities shift. Watch how your productivity shifts. And watch how the change in how you're just feeling in general. When I'm looking at these goals that we're not necessarily meeting, getting really frustrated. But when I started focusing on what are our commitments, it's a lot easier to hold someone accountable also to their commitment than it is to a goal that maybe they didn't necessarily have a part in setting. Maybe it's not a goal that fires them up or motivates them. Goals aren't dependent upon someone's motivations. Commitments are. And so when someone makes a commitment to you, they have their own personal motivations to ensure that that commitment is met. Drop the goals, replace them with commitments, and let me know how things are going for you in the next 60, 90 days. Jonathan, that's it.